This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we're going to be taking a look at the work that Mercy Malaysia is doing in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, just to be really upfront, they're doing lots. The organisation has launched several initiatives, including the COVID-19 Pandemic Fund that is going to support the healthcare system here in the country. There's also, of course, the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund, and that is to help the vulnerable and underprivileged communities such as refugees, elderly citizens, low-income families, and communities with mobility challenges. And of course, as we're seeing the number of cases rise, the work of NGOs like Mercy's are more important than ever, since so much of the fight against the outbreak is to flatten the curve. We keep hearing this, flatten the curve, in order to alleviate the burden of hospitals and treatment centres to ensure that they don't end up being overwhelmed. So, to talk about all this work and also to identify what it is that Mercy Malaysia needs at the moment, we have Chan Lee Jin, who's the Head of Communications and Strategic Engagement from Mercy Malaysia, on the line with us. Lee Jin, thank you so much for speaking.
Thank you so much for having us online, Lynn.
First of all, Lee Jin, before we get to Mercy Malaysia as such, just how are you doing with all of this?
Oh, we are doing fine, actually. You know, we are total disaster risk management organization. We started off with disaster relief. So this is practically up our aisle, and we are just treating it just like any other disaster that we've been handling all these years.
And we touched very briefly on some of the initiatives that Mercy is currently running. Maybe you can expand on that. What are you currently doing in this area? How are the fundraisers doing?
The fundraisers are actually doing very well. Thank you so much for highlighting each one of them. As you had correctly pointed out, each one of them have got a different focus. So the first one that you mentioned earlier, this one that is Emergency Medical Fund, that one focuses more on our assistance to the healthcare providers, the hospitals and the frontliners. And we have another fund that you have mentioned earlier, that's a Pandemic Fund. So the Pandemic Fund actually covers a whole range of different purposes as well, because as we know, this COVID-19 doesn't just affect the people who are medical frontliners. It also affects a lot of other people who are on the streets, you know, people whose incomes are affected. And it also affects people who are frontliners nevertheless, but they are non-medical frontliners. People like even the media, people like the police, the people who work on the street. So we are trying to reach out to as many people as possible through our various funds. So I think one thing which we are very surprised by all this is how much support we're getting from everybody, you know, especially from people within Malaysia. So, for example, there is this fund that you spoke of just now, this Emergency Relief Fund, that has got very good support from our partners such as Launch Good, Philindure, Dobbs TV, Global A-Sun, Kindness Malaysia. And we even have got celebrities who are actually playing their role, you know, like Miss Nina, Aziza Mahzan, Aizat Amran, Kevin Zahri, Syed Azmi, Deborah Henry, Noor Ali Sattar. Everybody is coming together to play their part, and everybody is helping to raise funds and to raise awareness on what we can all do together as Malaysians to help people who are in need at this moment.
So what at the moment have day-to-day tasks been like for volunteers and workers at Mercy?
Oh, this is so interesting, you know. Right now, as I said, we're in disaster mode, so everything happens and at an increased speed. And everybody expects a very fast turnaround time, and all of us here in Mercy Malaysia, we are all on standby, and we are just ready to move every single day. So what happens is every morning we have a daily coordination meeting, because we are moving across different states, not just here in Kuala Lumpur and the Klang Valley. So every morning we will have a coordination meeting where we will gather everybody together. And this is a very interesting part, because for the first time, we have got the entire Mercy Malaysia, the entire team, just doing a meeting via Skype. Because so far, we've always had the meetings in the office, and probably one or two people will join us via Skype. But now it's like everybody join us from wherever they are, and it has been really, really interesting. But it's working. It's working. So everybody from wherever they are will just report. So we will have the logistic team who will report what are the movement of goods that's happening, where is going, you know, what is this thing coming in today, what kind of goods we're expecting, who are the donors who are donating this, what's happening on the ground. where are we going to distribute these goods today? Where are our medical team going today? So that's the logistics team. And then we have the programs team who's talking about who's doing what and just keeping update of what's happening on the ground. And, of course, the communications team, we're managing all the inquiries that's coming in, and we are managing our Facebook posts, etc. And we have a fundraising team who's liaising with the donors and who's releasing our tax exemption receipts. And, of course, our volunteer management team who's been very, very busy because all the volunteers that we need to be on the ground at the moment. As of today, we have already been using almost up to 40 volunteers on the road. And by next week, we expect this to double because we will be increasing what we'll be doing. So there'll be more volunteers who'll be on the road by next week.
So you mentioned this importance of being able to move, right? Like all this planning goes into that. Have there been any challenges in mobilizing and actually getting around during the MCO? Because, of course, movement is the one thing that we're all not supposed to be doing at this point in time.
Exactly. Now, we are very lucky in this aspect because we have been recognized by KKM and CPRC as one of their partners. So we have been all issued letters and we are able to move around with those letters. So anytime, any point of time when we are stopped, when people see us wearing the Mercy T-shirt, they will ask, okay, from Mercy, Adesurat, and we have the letters to show them. So we have not had any problems so far. I think the biggest problem that's happening right now for us will be low supplies. And it takes a little longer than usual for us to receive the goods that we have ordered. Normally, probably the turnaround time is, you know, within 24 hours, 48 hours maximum. But now it's taking, you know, a longer time, like maybe it takes 3 days or 4 days for the goods that we have ordered to arrive. And that probably is our biggest challenge at the moment. But getting around for us is not a problem at all.
And beyond the physical activity, right, you're also offering mental health services through a hotline as well as a Facebook Live series. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yes, this is actually a non-clinical service. So this is referred to as a psychological first aid. Psychological first aid, PFA, is known as, it's actually the first line of service that we provide to people who are facing anxiety or they require just some basic emotional support, just like a first aid that you use for physical injury. So this one is a first aid for your emotional health. So we have got a hotline that's been launched just 2 days ago. And with this hotline, people can call up if they're feeling stressed or they're feeling anxious or they're worrying about some aspect of their life that is related to COVID-19 as well as to this MCO. And at the same time, we're also having this FB live series that happens every night at 9 o'clock. We have different topics happening every single night at 9 o'clock. And I think tonight is about how you can connect with the community, even though you're stuck at home. Every night is a different topic, and it has been receiving very good response because people are able to interact with the speaker and they have somebody to talk to, because we find that isolation is a main problem and people are stuck at home and they're not used to the lifestyle changes, and the changes in their routine, you know, it affects people in more ways than we expect.
So looking at this hotline, what can you tell us about the... Hello? Legion, are you there?
Hello? Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're coming through fine. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that hotline. And, you know, you said that it's doing quite well. What is the sentiment like from the people who have been getting in touch? What is, I guess, the general sense of how people are feeling at the moment?
Yeah, actually, people are calling in with all kinds of very strange problems as well. So I wouldn't say strange. I guess some of them just want somebody to speak to. So we have got people who are asking different things, not necessarily related to COVID. So some of them are asking, you know, how can we be your volunteer? And some have asked a little bit about what Mercy is doing. But we also have got some real cases of people who say that, you know, oh, they're feeling anxious because one of their family members has been diagnosed or is showing symptoms and they're not aware of what to do. So we have got the various kinds of calls coming in. So it was just launched 2 days ago by the DG of Health. And since then, we have received just about 50 calls. But we have just released the information out to the media today. So I expect that the uptake will be more in the following weeks.
You mentioned the idea earlier of first aid when it comes to, you know, psychological first aid. Why is it so important to focus on mental health at this point?
You know, mental health and psychosocial support, it has been recognized by the World Health Organization and the United Nations as an important element in humanitarian work, because now crises have a long-term impact upon the mental health of the people affected. So it affects everybody, So it's not just the people who are directly affected, but also other people. For example, like right now, in the scenario that we have right now, you have got the healthcare providers whom we know are directly affected, but there are also other people who are indirectly affected by this COVID as well as by this, MCO. So one of the things that we know is definitely happening is that, you know, with the MCO and with the news every day, so a lot of people are very anxious whenever they hear the news or when they watch the TV. With this, they know that there is an increased need. So there is a lot of uncertainty as well, especially with the pandemic situation and then limitation of movements. So we know there's a lot of anxiety, and that's the reason why we know that there is a need to focus on mental health right now. So we really hope that, you know, with this hotline, people will be able to feel that they are not alone. And there is help, you know, even though it is not a physical injury, you know. So even if, let's say, they are anxious and they say that, oh, I'm having a fever, I'm not sure whether this is COVID or not, you know, you just want somebody to speak to and you're not sure who. So that would be a good hotline for you to just call and find out more details, or to be able to have someone to speak to and to know that what would be the action that you can take.
And we spoke earlier also about the vulnerable community specifically that you're trying to get help to, that you're trying to serve. How are they doing with the MCO?
Oh, a lot of them are actually suffering because a lot of the lower-income families, actually, I would divide them into two. One would be the Malaysians and one would be the non-Malaysians. So for the Malaysians, a lot of people that we are targeting are people who are labourers, who work on day wages. So whenever, now that you know we have this MCO, the first thing that's affected is their livelihood. And then they are unable to go to work. And then with transport, public transport now also being, you know, limited. So they have all these problems that is making it worse for them. A lot of them already have these problems before the MCO. And now that MCO happens, it has made it worse for them. So what we're trying to do is be able to help them just to get over this tough period. You know. So we send out food packs to these families to be able to support them for at least 1 month. So families like people in the PPR flats and some communities that we know of, like I think in the next few days, collaboration with other NGOs as well, you know, we were able to go to some orang aslis to provide them food, you know. Now, this very interesting thing about this MCO that you mentioned, now, there are already a lot of NGOs on the ground, that part you are right, but because of the fact that they don't have movement, so they are unable to move around, so they have connected with us to be their distribution partners, you know, so we're able to help them to move the goods in which they have secured to people who really need them. The second category that I was talking about when you talk about the vulnerable communities would be the refugee groups. So refugee groups, of course, a lot of people will not be able to access them. And we have a clinic. It's called a QFSD clinic that's meant for refugees. It's based in Ampang. So that clinic not just helps them to be able to still get medical, you know, their medical services even now during the MCO, but we have collaborated with the CPRC for us to be able to reach out to the refugees who have attended the public gathering 2 weeks ago. So because we are connected with them somehow, you know, I mean, they know us, so we are encouraging them, we are persuading them to, you know, come and see us if you have been to the public, and we will give you a referral letter to go to the hospital. It does not matter now whether you are a Malaysian or non-Malaysian. What's more important is whether you have COVID or you don't. So we are telling them, you know, it's safe for you to come to us. If you go to a government hospital and you are tested positive, the government actually is going to support the cost so you can just be submitted for free. Hello?
Yes.
But in the event that you are tested negative, you are supposed to pay 40 ringgit. But for us, we are lucky because they will be lucky if they come to us because we will support that 40 ringgit cost for them. At the same time, let's say now if they are tested positive and they are hospitalized, we will support their family as well for the entire duration in which they are being quarantined. So that would get them through this very tough period.
So for people who are looking to chip in at the moment, Legion, how can people participate? Yeah. How can people help?
Yeah, we have got several funds that has been launched. You can go to our website, you can go to our Facebook, our social media, any one of these platforms, and you'll be able to have information on the various funds that we have. We have got one Wakaf fund that is specifically to buy ventilators for hospitals. And then we have got, of course, the Malaysia COVID-19 Pandemic Fund, which is for general use, you know, for all these users. We have got another fund that is launched by Launchgood. It's a crowdfunding platform that I spoke of earlier. And that covers all the different categories of help that we are providing to people. And just today, we are launching another crowdfunding with another party as well, you know, with Jovian, you know, and they also want to be able to help us to reach out and to raise funds. So if you just connect with any one of our social media platforms, you'll be able to find us. Otherwise, you can always connect us. You can always contact us at info@mercy.org.my.
Li Jin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Lin.
That was Chan Li Jin, Head of Communications and Strategic Engagement at Mercy Malaysia. And just to reiterate, you can head to mercy.org.my to learn more about what they're doing and how you can contribute. You can also get details, I believe Li Jin said, on any of their social media platforms and find out more on that. And of course, if right now you are feeling isolated, overwhelmed, anxious, you need emotional support, and you'd just like to speak to someone, that number to call for the hotline is 2935-9935. Again, that's 03-2935-9935, and that's available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you have any questions or any thoughts to offer surrounding the movement control order in particular, whether it's about how to support NGOs, whether it's about how you're supporting businesses, or for that matter, about how you're staying fit, again, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.